Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with the prophecies and revelations of the last times that have come to us through the intercession of the Mother of God. In the Bible, St. Paul says, "Despise not prophecies, but prove all things, hold fast that which is good." 2 Thessalonians 5. Therefore do we hold fast the tradition of the faith, because this is what has proven itself for 2,000 years. Catholicism, by definition, is just that, adherence to sacred apostolic tradition. As the Apostle says, quote, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have learned, either by word or by our epistle." 2 Thessalonians 2:14. And of course, this is the Apostle's remedy to be on guard against the Antichrist of the last days. Because if we hold fast to the reform of our time, then we're joining his team. By embracing the modernist reform, we have actually left the church, spiritually. And of course, we're speaking of the changes and innovations from the Second Vatican Council. As Our Lady has said many times, conform and you will die on the vine. What shall we say then? Shall we all leave the church so we can become Catholic? God forbid. Our Lady exhorts us to stay and fight, remembering that that is still the house of God, where Christ is ever present in the Holy Sacrament of the altar. That's his house. Because Satan's plan today is to break our confidence in the institutionalized church so that we will either leave the church or just stay and flow along with the new changes, which of course are not Catholic. So we have to stay, but fight the changes. In the message of November 20th, 1979, Our Lady says, "What do you do, my children, when your house has been infested by rodents or vermin? You clean out your house. You do not abandon it. For it has taken much love and much labor to build the walls. You do not abandon it, but you work and pray and use every means to clean out my son's house, his church." And of course, we are quoting here from Our Lady's message at Bayside, given to the late seer Veronica of the Cross. From the years 1970 through 1995, Jesus and his Holy Mother would appear at the Holy Grounds of Bayside in New York and deliver a number of prophecies for our time. According to the message, the wrath of the Almighty is soon to be unleashed upon humanity. And of course, the major factor that is bringing the hand of God upon the world is the profanation of the temple and the poor example today within the house of God. Because unfortunately, this has scandalized many a good Catholic, where they leave the church and seek consolation in other religions. So Our Lady asks that we not judge the church by a mere man. As Jesus says on March 18, 1989, I quote, "The institution itself, as set up by me, remains to be true. However, the cavorting, and the banjos, and the guitars, and the musical interludes, and the dancing are all created by Satan." Now, in the message of November 20th, 1979, which we just quoted, Our Lady speaks on behalf of the one true religion on earth, where she says, "Do not judge my son's church by man. The foundation is my son, Jesus. And though the walls may develop cracks, the foundation is solid. Will you not remain and patch these cracks, my children? We do not wish that you break apart into small groups of discord. No schisms must take place in my son's church, for all who are baptized a Roman Catholic must die Roman Catholics to enter heaven. A rejection of the papacy, a rejection of the faith, because of human reasoning, shall not be accepted by the Eternal Father in heaven." And so we see Our Lady exhorting the faithful not to lose confidence in the Roman Catholic religion, where we leave the church and become fallen away Catholics. Because unfortunately, there exists today a great deal of dissatisfaction within the church, thanks to our modernist clergy who instigate the faithful and who are putting ideas in their head against religion, so that they start saying things like, well, why do I have to go to church on Sunday? Why can't I just read my Bible at home? Why do I need to confess to a priest? Why do I need to pray to Mary, etc., etc.? You've heard it a million times, typical Protestant argument. And so they form little groups of discord amongst themselves in the church, especially these women's groups or the Wednesday night Bible study, where they start re-evaluating God's teachings and commandments, or they're looking for excuses for sinning in the Bible, all in a spirit of complaint against the old church, to the end that many of these people eventually wind up in the born-again cult, or the Pentecostal cult, or the Jehovah's Witnesses. And so, these parish groups are nothing more than stepping stones out of the faith. They are tearing the church asunder. But it's not just them. You have dissatisfaction among some of your traditionalists, who blame the Pope for all the problems in the church, so that some of them have taken it upon themselves to just nullify the papacy and church altogether, and go AWOL and start their own independent church outside the main hierarchical structure. As our Lord says, they mean well, but they are being misled, and this will eventually lead to an American Orthodox Church if this continues. You see, it matters not to the devil why we leave the church, be it as modernists or traditionalists, as long as we leave. Because Satan's plan today is to drive us from the church so that the people will turn their back and just leave Christ hanging there before his enemies. It is a fact that many in the traditionalist camp are driven by fear, where they run from their persecutors and go into hiding, which is entirely out of character with the church militants. What could have been a potential fighting force for the church has now been benched by their separatist aspiration. They can be compared to an apostle who flees the crucifixion and runs on top of a hill, and from a distance starts calling names to Christ's persecutors. But then on the other hand, we see St. John and the Holy Virgin kneeling at the foot of the cross right in the middle of all the sacrilege, with the full knowledge that Christ is truly there. And so we ask you, in your opinion, who is the true defender of Jesus Christ? St. John and the Holy Virgin, or the guy that ran off? Shall we dare infer that John and the Virgin were legitimizing the sacrilege by their presence there? God forbid! Their example sets the stage for all the true apostles of the latter days. As I say, if we want to win this battle, then we have to stay in the arena and keep our tradition within the jurisdiction of the Pope. It doesn't mean we follow his mistakes or that we follow the guidance of Rome today, since Our Lady says there is no guidance coming from Rome today. She says the message from heaven has to be our only guide. It's really a question of charity and getting behind the Holy Father. We keep our tradition in the Pope's house, accepting him and acknowledging him as the Vicar of Jesus Christ, and we get behind him and back him with prayer, irregardless if he is holy or unholy, and in that manner we maintain full union with Rome. We bring up this issue because there are some very dedicated, tradition-minded Catholics who construe it as some sort of compromise or surrender of arms if they stay in their parish church, when in fact it is the most traditional thing they can do. Staying in your parish is a tradition-minded venture of the highest order. Because if it isn't, what is it? Our Lady said stay in your parish church. She didn't say stay in your Vatican II. But rather she said, quote, stay, my children, and fight. Fight with prayers and acts of penance and good works. That's Our Lady speaking September 7, 1976. And this is the whole point, that we stand forth as an army and defend the church under siege. Don't just let them take over. On November 20, 1979, Our Lady said, quote, I ask you not to remain silent when you meet with wrongdoing, but to speak out and act to correct a situation that is offensive to your God and destructive to your soul. And of course, we have to be in our parishes in order to do this. We should point out, too, that when Our Lady says that the Mass today is still valid, she is not validating the change of liturgy in the new rite, but rather she is validating the supernatural presence of her divine Son in the consecration of the Mass, despite the changes to the liturgy. The profanation of the rites does not invalidate the sacrifice of the Mass as long as a duly ordained priest is performing the Mass. However, she does not want the clergy or laity participating in these changes. On May 26, 1979, she said, We ask that all bishops and cardinals refrain from promoting change and reform in my son's church. According to Our Lady, we jeopardize our salvation when we give ourselves to these changes. I quote, All who seek reform and change shall not receive a sanctification from heaven. And this is understandable when we consider that these changes are the work of those who, quote, are building the Church of Man with Satan as the director. Our Lady, May 18, 1977. It is enough to know that these changes are not approved. On June 30, 1984, Our Lady said, Communion in the hand has not been and will not be accepted in heaven. Making it so very clear that these changes are illegal in God's eyes. They're not ratified in heaven. The same would apply to Eucharistic ministers, altar girls, women lecturers, and virtually all the changes, and especially, again, the change of liturgy. As Our Lady said, quote, The changes that have given bad fruits have not been given to you through the Holy Spirit and through your vicar, Pope Paul VI. It is the web of Satan reaching out. And that's from Our Lady's message of September 27, 1975. The mission of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside is to provide for your spiritual needs, and our catalog of religious gifts certainly reflects that. Of paramount importance is the brown scapular, which Our Lady has asked us all to wear in these dangerous times. You don't want to leave home without it. Our 100% wool Crusader scapular goes for only $2.95. And with that, you'll want to order your chain link wooden rosary made in Italy. It goes for only $6.95. And for an additional 95 cents, we can send you the St. Benedict Medal and Our Lady of the Roses Medal to complete your armor that you want to have on your person at all times. For your home, we provide you with the 2-inch wooden crucifix for your doors. It goes for only $1 each. For your listening edification, we have some inspiring audio cassettes and CDs that are bound to captivate you. For our complete listing of religious gifts, visit us at www.smwa.org and shop online at our secure store. To order by telephone using your credit card, call 1-888-830-SMWA. That's 888-830-7692. And that number, by the way, is for credit card orders only. And if you call after hours, you can always leave your order on our voicemail. And of course, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send a letter to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or toll-free line 1-800-345-MARY. This is St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been discussing today the importance that we not abandon our parish churches in the face of adversity. At the 11th annual Veronica the Cross meeting that was held at the Flushing Sheraton, a key topic of discussion was this very issue of staying in your parish. SMWA President Michael Mangan expounds on the matter and provides some hearty incentive for remaining put in your parish church, as we will hear now.
As we stated in our brochure, my topic this afternoon is a parish church warrior, Veronica's powerful example, and why the traditionalists have it all wrong. Remaining in your parish, are we ever thankful for Our Lady's insight and counsel and direction on this issue? As Our Lady has said, Lucifer and his hordes are roaming the earth ready to devour us. It's so easy to go astray or be deceived or deluded in our thinking. And we may even mean well. And it's also easy to throw in the towel, to give in or give up to modernism that ravages the church today. So we need the pure waters from on high to enlighten and to spur us on, which is exactly what the Bayside message does. 6 major reasons why Jesus and Mary want us to stay in our parish church. Number 1, the Mass and sacraments are valid. Number 2, full communion with the Pope is essential. Number 3, our good example will win many souls. Number 4, Jesus being re-crucified. Number 5, builds character and interior strength. Number 6, Veronica, our saintly seer, observed this counsel, and Our Lady attended parish church. Let's enlarge on number 1, the Mass and sacraments are valid. And this is the key, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't believe this, nothing else matters. What I'm going to say this afternoon, or, of course, what Jesus and Mary are saying. And here's the operative word. I say word because it's hyphenated, that Our Lady constantly uses in the message, duly ordained priest. What does Our Lady mean? As long as proper form, matter, and intention is in force, we have a priest, even today. So if a bishop today uses the prescribed prayer of the church, if he has proper matter, which is a man, cannot be a woman. And number 3, if this man has the proper intention, we have a priest. It doesn't matter if he's liberal, modern, conservative, traditional, fat, bald, or ugly. We have a priest. And that's what Our Lady's saying. Duly ordained. Now, we do acknowledge infiltration, of course. In fact, Our Lady gave us the 6 signs for infiltration. But that's not our topic for today. We're talking about your average parish priest, your average parish with your average parish priest. Our Lady makes very clear, in fact, Our Lady could make it any clearer, that the Mass is valid. Our Lady speaking on October 6, 1973, quote, "It is Satan's plan to drive you from my son's house by creating a fallacy in the outright lie, my children, that the Mass is no longer valid and my son not present." The other point, the validity of the Mass and the sacraments is not contingent on the priest's holiness or character. Saint or sinner, holy or unholy, fat, bald, or ugly, that Mass, those sacraments are valid. He will be used by the Holy Spirit, his office. And interestingly, I thought Veronica on May 10th, 1973, described it so well. Quote, "You must remember, during the consecration of your host, he is Jesus. And during the hearing of confession, he is Jesus. Therefore, when you find fault with him in his human nature, remember in the confessional and during the consecration, he is Jesus. Therefore, please do not fall away," Our Lady says, "from the house of God." Number two, full communion with the Pope is essential. Well, you and I know that's Catholic teaching 101. We're always told to remain in full communion with our Holy Father, in this case, Pope Benedict XVI. Jesus couldn't be any clearer. On June 9th, 1979, quote, "Peter was my first pope and your first pope, and as all others who followed him, they must be accepted. Be they weak or noble, be they with sanctity or unholiness, they must be accepted and followed." And one thing heaven is very clear is they do not want any traditionalist or independent chapels. Jesus, September 14th, 1985, quote, "We need no more traditionalists running around and creating new churches." If you support the traditional Mass, the Latin Mass, you support the indult Mass, the one that's under the governing body of the Church. That's what a true Bayside devotee supports, the indult Mass. This is what heaven wants. And the reason being is the old adage applies, ladies and gentlemen. And Jesus and Mary have made it very clear. This is the card Satan is using. Divide is to conquer. They want all of the traditionalists, these good people of strong faith, of tradition-minded faith, they want them outside the ranks, outside the system. They want them marginalized, on the fringe. So now it's easier for him to take over the modern church. Our Lady on November 20th, 1979, quote, "We do not wish that you break apart into small groups of discord. No schisms must take place in my son's church, for all who are baptized a Roman Catholic must die Roman Catholics to enter heaven." Interesting. If you're not under the Pope, then are you Roman Catholic? Interesting. Number three, our good example will win many souls. Everyone here, I'm sure, most likely, most probably, have an example of the positive effect or influence you have had because you've stayed in your parish church. Someone is kneeling for communion now, or they're only receiving from a priest. Maybe they're not a Eucharistic minister anymore. Maybe they're praying the rosary. Maybe they went to confession. Whatever the example is, I know that you have a good example. Proof of why it's important to stay in your parish church. Well, if you weren't there, that good example wasn't going to happen. Be an example of holy tradition in your parish church. That's the best sermon you can give. Can't be measured or weighed. That's what Our Lady's saying. Most of you have probably read the latest issue of Heaven Speaks Today on remaining in your parish. We had a nice little sidebar on the Consoli family. And that is a dramatic example of what a good family can do. As you read, she has over Tony and Edie and their family, because of their good effect, has resulted in over 20 people kneeling for communion in their community. Over 30 women are wearing the head coverings. Imagine if they weren't in their parish church and they were in some traditionalist chapel 3 hours away, with 20 or 30 people that think the same as they do. We've said it a million times. Can you imagine if all of these good traditional people we're in the parish like you and I are doing, fighting and battling and struggling and doing our best. Can you imagine if they were with us, hand in hand? Boy, we'd make a lot of progress, a lot of inroads in battling this modernism and humanism in the church today. We'd pack a lot of wallop. Our Lady says on June 17th, 1989, quote, "Remember, my child and my children, no matter how rough the road gets, you will stay within your parish church and by good example and many prayers, you will bring the priesthood back into the light." Number four, Jesus being re-crucified. Do we need to say any more? Jesus needs our love and support. This is the time to stay at the foot of the cross and not to run away, not to abandon someone that we love who is crying out, as he has in the message so often, for comfort and consolation. Our job is to come to his rescue. We're warriors. We want to fight. We want to prevent that nail from being driven deeper and deeper into his hand and foot. Anything we can do to alleviate his pain and sorrow will bring great joy and relief to Jesus. So again, if we're influential in removing and bringing the tabernacle from the side to the center of the sanctuary, that will bring great joy to Jesus. Number five, builds character for the tough times ahead, the apocalyptic times. If we're sweating this, and it is difficult, but if we're sweating staying in our parish church now, what about the tsunamis, earthquakes? This is good practice. When the communists come to town, and then that ultimate test, that call to martyrdom, will we be ready? We need to be a strong mind, soul, and body if we're going to pass that ultimate test of martyrdom. And that is coming, and it's coming soon. Our Lady has said so often in the message, many martyrs shall come out of the conflagration. Our Lady, April 10th, 1976, quote, "Do not leave my son's church, though, my children, because they have taken this language, Latin, from among you. You must wait and persevere and weep with my son." Number six, our saintly seer observed this counsel, and Our Lady went to parish churches. Well, we mentioned that Veronica of the Cross is a true parish church warrior. Given her situation, she went to her local parish church. Normally, she would go, health permitting, to the 5 o'clock Mass on Sunday. And in fact, it was during that time of June 26, 1994, Veronica went to the 5 o'clock Mass in her parish church in Port Jefferson, and she was returning from receiving Holy Communion. And Our Lady spoke to her right then and there in locution and said, quote, "The chastisement will soon be upon mankind." And then Our Lady appeared, right then and there, Our Lady appeared to Veronica and said, quote, "You see, my child, what Satan has accomplished. You see, my child, what Satan has accomplished." And Veronica was observing the typical scene in your typical parish today. Eucharistic ministers, altar girls, the tabernacle not in the center, irreverence, immodesty, talking. This was very difficult for Veronica. Being a very saintly soul, she would have been very keen and sensitive to any offenses or sins against Jesus and Mary. This would have pained her enormously, yet she still went to her parish church. Had to have been a martyrdom for her. Interestingly, too, when Our Lady appeared to her, Veronica asked Our Lady, "Do you want to sit down?" And Our Lady smiled. Here in the midst of such abuse, liturgical abuse and irreverence, Our Lady had the presence of mind even to still smile, which is a little lesson for us. We have to keep our balance, as distressing as it may be at times, and it's difficult. But we talk about Our Lady going to a parish church, Infant Jesus of Prague in Port Jefferson, 5 o'clock Mass, June 26, 1994. Our Lady is appeared at St. Robert Bellarmine Church in Bayside, New York, the Diocese of Brooklyn. She's going to appear over St. Robert Bellarmine Church, not over a traditionalist or independent chapel. Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help a Mother Shrine, is in the Diocese of Brooklyn, beginning at St. Robert Bellarmine Church. All, of course, united and connected with Rome, not an independent or traditionalist chapel. And sadly, so many of the traditionalists have rejected the Bayside message. And Jesus tells us we're part of the problem. On June 9th, 1979, quote, "You must still in your human nature not become prideful or arrogant. You must accept the counsel of the true priests who are in my church. You cannot and must not break away and form your own groups." Some of the traditionalist position, some of them, appear logical and reasonable. But the powerful words of Jesus and Mary really expose their errors. We are to attack this crisis in the church today from within, not from without. And we are not condemning or judging any traditional people. I think, as I said a few times, there's many people of goodwill, strong faith, but they have erred in strategy. Heaven wants us in the front lines, not in a chapel or a hotel or on the sidelines. Jesus and Mary have cut right through to the kernel of the issue in very plain words. And that's why we keep fighting the fight and we remain in our parish church. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there.
This is St. Michael's Broadcast, and that was SMWA President Michael Mangan speaking at the 11th Annual Veronica the Cross meeting at the Flushing Sheraton in New York. The end of the discourse: stay in your parish. Don't lose confidence in the institutionalized church that our Lord gave us, but don't have any confidence in the new church that's being passed on today. On that note, it's good to clarify a point that when our Lord says that we must still accept the counsel of the true priests who are left in his church, he is not speaking of the wide body of today's Catholic bishops and priests, but he is speaking of that remnant that has remained loyal to tradition, such as the Father S., whom Our Lady mentioned by name in the message. Our Lady says, are there even 100 true priests left in her son's church? However, they have not been completely extinguished from our midst. The church institution and sacraments are still valid, and the papacy is still in force. And of course, we have the Bayside message to guide our path during these dark times. We would invite you to write for the free messages and information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. There is no cost to receive the printed information. However, your tax-deductible contributions are always appreciated. That mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org.